Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And finally, McDonald's announced a new partnership with Krispy Kreme to offer donuts at the fast food chain. Because if you love McDonald's and you love Krispy Kreme, you don't have the energy to make 2 stops.
There you go. Pairing everybody'd been waiting for, Krispy Kreme and McDonald's.
I don't appreciate him trafficking in insulting and accurate stereotypes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So much to talk about today, from international relations, domestic policy. We've got fiscal conservatism, perhaps making a comeback.
Trying to think of another good combination like McDonald's and Krispy Kreme, like a liquor store and poor dating choices. If you somehow could bring that together.
That seems to just happen on its own, doesn't it? Remember when it was so popular? Maybe it still is. I don't know. Where you'd have a KFC joined with an A&W root beer.
And they're always lesser versions of themselves. Always. In my experience.
Kind of your Cliff's Notes version of either restaurant. Not to get all nostalgic on you, but I have such great memories of going to the A&W root beer stand / hamburger place in my hometown, well, next town over. But my little brother and I would ride our bikes with our allowance and go get a cheeseburger and a root beer together, and just good times.
Got an A&W root beer in a frosty mug is as good as it gets.
Oh man!
Last time I went to A&W, they served it in a paper cup, no glass mug.
What?
Yep. And I haven't been back since.
Well, that's because people smash the mugs and stab each other with them, probably.
Probably.
We've given away civilization, folks, but this is not a rant about lawlessness. We've got one of those coming up as well. Want to talk about that young cop, father of a beautiful little boy, gunned down in New York City by a guy who'd gotten arrested dozens of times and let loose, including on gun charges. Don't get me started. Get all fired up. I thought this was really interesting. Just by way of introduction, I would say that it's become clear to both of us that a lot of folks saw some of the great upheavals of history, like your World War II era, for instance, and Cold War, as in the rearview mirror. And then for this weird, wonderful blip of time, everything was pretty stable, more or less. And it appeared that, in fact, people actually had the cojones the hubris to say we're living in a post-history world, or whatever that term was.
Yeah, yeah. The end of history.
The end of history.
Francis Fukuyama.
Which, you know, the gods had to be just guffawing about. I mean, like laughing till they were crying, wiping tears from their eyes.
The gods. When did you become a pagan? Is that a new thing?
I'm just thinking about, you know, some ancient sayings that I enjoy. But yes, I believe in Zeus and Apollo and all the Greek and or Roman gods, because I never really studied that sort of thing. And I have only a vague idea of who's who.
God, that hit. Here's the fifth tangent of this segment that must be impossible to follow for anyone who's listening.
Hold on tight.
But there's a new book about Genesis out by, and I can't remember her name.
The fabulous British band, or the first book of the Bible?
Yes, it's all about when Phil Collins replaced Peter Gabriel. No! In the beginning, there was light. That one.
That was the sixth tangent, by the way. Yes?
Yes, the book of Genesis. But anyway, and why that was such a major change on Earth, that view of a relationship between man and God. Maybe I'll talk about that later. I thought it was really interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way before, getting away from paganism that you seem to believe in. Anyway, back
right.
to you.
Yeah, I will look forward to that discussion. Obviously, that whole we're beyond history thing is not true in the least. And the upheaval-y period has begun, and who knows how crazy it's going to get. We all pray it won't end in cataclysm, right? But there are big changes coming, and including on the domestic political scene, where things have changed a lot in the last decade or so. And I, Joe Getty, have found myself really interested in comparing and contrasting some of the political movements of the past, which we all have heard about, whether it's the rise of Nazism or Bolshevism in Russia or whatever, and the various less famous political movements, and what they looked like and how they resemble things that are happening in the country today. And one particularly interesting study is fascism, how it rises and what it is. And I am utterly convinced, well, I know it. I know it beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there are elements on the energetic, angry right that are absolutely neo-fascists. Now, I like to talk about this stuff because for the longest time, fascist was just whatever you don't like. I mean, just frothing at the mouth, idiot college student lefties who call anybody to the right of Paul Ryan a fascist. I mean, it's just dopey. It doesn't communicate anything other than I don't like them. But a couple of quotes. First of all, a brief one from Bertrand Russell, who was a British, in the middle part of the 20th century, British mathematician, writer, philosopher. His brain is to my brain as my brain is to my dogs. He was one of the most brilliant people who's ever lived. Anyway, he said, the first step in a fascist movement is the combination under an energetic leader of a number of men who possess more than average share of leisure, brutality, and stupidity. The next step is to fascinate fools and muzzle the intelligent by emotional excitement on the one hand and terrorism on the other. And I thought, okay, that's some really good writing. That doesn't sound like the right any more than it does the left.
No, definitely honestly. Not. Definitely not.
Fire up dumb people and have them brutalize anybody who opposes.
Sounds
them.
Like we're in an era we're in, though.
Yeah, it does. One is reminded of Maoist China, and there's the third body problem or something. It's a hot Netflix show that opens with a scene from Maoist China in which a professor is beaten to death on a stage for not being revolutionary enough.
Have you watched that? That's something.
I have.
Oh, man.
It's brutal and it's accurate, too.
Wow.
But he's there and his wife comes out on stage and denounces him and the fired up, angry students. That's right. College students who are super angry and have decided they know better than everybody are screaming that he's a counter-revolutionary and the rest of it. And they beat him to death on stage. It's bloody. It's horrible.
And I was watching that and thinking, could you imagine that happening in the United States in a certain crowd? If you had somebody up there who refused to, call a he or she? Absolutely. Right. I could imagine that happening.
Absolutely. You could picture some professor on the stage being told to say that's a woman. Looking at that confused, probably mentally ill Leah Thomas swimmer person, for instance, say that's a woman. And the professor refusing and being beaten to death. I mean, obviously, we haven't gone quite that far, but I'm picturing some of the Jewish students punched out in Harvard.
Oh, yeah. Or the issue of you're standing up there and say Israel is committing genocide. Similar. You could get the similar reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. Then came across this. One of our beloved listeners sent along this link, and I'd meant to keep it handy, and I apologize I didn't, because I really like to give credit where it's due, because this is brilliant. Speaking of writers, this is a bloke by the name of Devin Erickson, whose act I didn't know, but I dug into his stuff, and he's just crazy smart. But listen to this, would you? Fascism, and we're going to get to communism in a minute, and that's super interesting too, but fascism is sensitivity to disgust that is so extreme that it resorts to authoritarianism to purge the object of that disgust and then continues projecting disgust onto things that aren't disgusting and purges them too.
Wow, that might be the best description I've ever heard.
I know, Kurt Bluey. I've been studying this stuff since I was a child. I thought that I'm going to hit you with it one more time. Fascism is sensitivity to disgust or a threat. Because often fascism comes, we're threatened by the Jews or the whatever. Fascism is sensitivity to disgust that is so extreme that it resorts to authoritarianism to purge the object of that disgust. Then it continues projecting disgust onto things that aren't disgusting, and it purges them too. Communism is sensitivity to envy that is so extreme that it resorts to authoritarianism to steal or destroy the object of that envy, then continues projecting envy onto things that aren't enviable and destroys them too. And he says the key concept here is destroy. You see, just as there is a healthy version of disgust whose function is to keep you away from unhealthy things, there is a healthy version of envy.
Like my trip to Panda Express last night?
Again, they have attorneys on staff.
I think I can make
on retainer.
I think I can make the argument that it's not healthy.
You probably can, yeah. And then he goes into that there is a healthy version of envy. And, you know, you might quibble about the word choice, but he's essentially saying, I want a better life than I have. And so I'm going to do what it takes to have a better life. I'm going to learn. I'm going to work. I'm going to sacrifice to give myself and my family a better life.
Yeah, I don't. That's not the envy that does people in. It's the you've got more than me, so now I'm unhappy. So the only way I'll be happy is if you have less.
Right.
That's the bad envy.
Which is why I quibble with the word envy, because of the shades of meaning. You know, people don't use it that way. But then he says, but if that envy, that discomfort at others having what you do not, is coupled with a lack of agency and a sense of entitlement, then attaining the object of that envy by imitating the subject of that envy feels hopeless. And so you don't like, do we have time for this? Yeah. Since I was a little kid, I've loved the game of golf. Just fell in love with it the first time I hit a golf ball. And I worked at a golf club, beautiful club, but we did not have nearly the money to get in there. And I thought, I want to play on golf courses that look like this because they're beautiful and fun. And I thought, I'm going to figure out how I have to do that. And I wouldn't call that envy. I'd call it more like admiration or something that was important to me in figuring out how to get that.
Now, you should have been angry. Should have been angry that some people can afford that and you can't, and maybe slash their tires in the parking lot.
Right, right. So he says, so the extremely envious seek to alleviate the pain of envy, not by attaining the object of their envy, but by destroying it.
Right. Yeah, that's
and
not good.
That's what we're seeing in the American political scene more than anything else.
I would agree with that.
Thought that was great analysis. Hey, speaking of protecting your stuff, quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. According to the FBI, most home break-ins happen in broad daylight. That's right. So protecting yourself and your loved ones at night is important too, but make sure your stuff isn't stolen while you work with Simply Safe Home Security.
That's why you need the 24/7 professional monitoring. As Joe said, we all know things can happen at night, but things more often happen during the day. And for less than $1 a day, you can get that round-the-clock coverage. And there's no long-term contract ever. A lot of security systems lock you in for a year or two. Simply Safe is confident enough you're going to like it. They don't lock you in because they think you're just going to stay.
So it's better, and it's a fraction of the price of traditional security systems. Got to love that. Test it out. Absolutely no risk to you. SimpliSafe 60-day risk-free trial. If you don't love your system, return it for a full refund, but you will. Check out the high-def cameras. Oh, man, they're good. Protect your home today. Our listeners get a special 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for fast protect monitoring. Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Oh, and speaking of websites, we will absolutely retweet this and post it at armstrongandgetty.com. If you want to reread it, digest it, send it to your friends, whatever. In fact, if we ever refer to a link or an article or whatever, go to armstrongandgetty.com, look under hot links, and you can, you know, take it in at your own speed.
I tried to figure out how to buy one of the Trump Bibles yesterday, but for some reason there was no... Him, one of the best salesmen in the history of the world, in his video, didn't have a call to action. Like, what website to go to or whatever.
Now, you tried to buy the Trump gold shoes, yeah, and they were sold out.
That I figured out, but they were sold out, yeah. I'd still be wearing them today if I had gotten them.
we need to talk more about the Trump Bible.
We will.
Did he, like, retranslate it from the ancient Aramaic?
No. It's the original KJV, King James Bible. Mm-hmm. Any other version is, to me, you might as well be a pagan like Joe. I mean, if you're reading the other version. But we got a lot more news on the way, including that. Stay here.
The Bible!
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Raleigh.
The Democratic ticket's pitch for re-election, they're less extreme.
There are extremists in our country trying to take away health care coverage or make it more expensive.
President Biden is going even further.
Folks, my predecessor and MAGA officials are going after seniors and people with disabilities and children.
Even though former President Trump writes, I'm not running to terminate the ACA, that is the centerpiece of the Biden-Harris warning.
Donald Trump and his MAGA friends are, if nothing, then but persistent. They've tried to repeal it 50 times.
But I got news for them.
We're going to stop them again.
What's a MAGA Fisher?
Is that mumbling part in 38? Let's hear 38 here, Michael. I think it's...
Donald Trump and his MAGA friends are, if nothing, then but persistent.
Yeah, okay, they've that's tried good. To so repeal- what... Donald Trump and his MAGA friends are mumba. Persistent.
Nothing but not persistent. Okay.
But that gave me an opportunity yesterday, listening to that, riding with my eighth grader, to say... I've been hearing this my whole life, and politicians do this all the time of all stripes. They always are trying to convince you that old people are going to eat dog food and little kids are going to die. I mean, it's just right. It's just part of the whole political thing. So get used to it, especially during presidential campaigns. Those are the stakes. Old people eating dog food and little children dying somehow.
And teachers and firefighters fired. And they used to say cops and teachers and firefighters, but for several years, the Democratic platform was firing cops. So that one cooled off a bit.
I hadn't noticed that, but that's true. It now is teachers and firefighters, not cops, teachers and firefighters, because cops are the bad guys. Right. Okay. But that just hilarious. That little lump of things she threw in there. They're trying to starve old people and push down children in front of buses. That's what they're all about, the mega Republicans. All right.
Wow.
Whatever.
But persistent.
Yeah.
Well, and I would not make light of dementia and its related maladies because it's a tragedy and heartbreaking. But the idea that somebody who's in that bad a shape 5 months from now, and that trend doesn't reverse, they don't get better. The fact that 5 months from now the convention is going to be held and that rock star is going to lead the Democratic Party to victory, I find that a stretch.
So I'm super duper tired and have had a roll here for some reason, a convergence of events where I'm not getting enough sleep, and came across this, which I already knew, but it's good to be reminded of. Just 2 nights of restless sleep can make you feel a shocking number of years older, experts say. You can easily feel 10 to 15 years older by not getting enough sleep for a couple of nights. And I'm on a 4-day run of not getting enough sleep. It is amazing how it affects your... I feel like I'm 80. And
that's an interesting description. It makes you feel older. That rings true. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that something? I hope we... two things. We are learning more and more about sleep and how important it is. And then I hope it becomes a cultural thing, like... I don't know, eating vegetables and exercising, that just sleep is a thing.
I think that's a really good idea. Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to the live fast, die young, leave a good looking corpse theory.
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah. How many times have I heard that?
Which will be soon, because I don't sleep enough.
Right, which might be Friday.
Yeah, well, it's one of the pillars of health, the POHs.
So, yeah, Donald Trump sold gold shoes, a month or so ago? I tried to get a pair. I would have loved to. A collector's item. I'd have worn them. I'd have worn them with my suit every day. I'd have worn them at the convention. We're going to the convention. But yesterday, he released a Truth Social video talking up this new Bible that he's got for $60 on Easter week. Woo! We'll play you a little bit of that. And then
sitting around in the gold shoes, flipping, reading your favorite verses. Sounds great to me.
And then some new poll numbers that are out, too. People are talking about
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donald Trump facing mounting legal bills, now revealing he is selling Bibles, charging $59.99 a Bible. This is a licensing deal. Trump will collect royalties, meaning some of the proceeds from the Bible sales will go directly to Trump.
Okay. Well, let's hear a little Trump from Trump himself. He put out a video on Truth Social yesterday that I was able to click on and had to click accept for all this data sharing to watch, but this is Trump pitching the Bible thing.
This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, also the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this. God bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul.
Another thing, I was watching this with my son, and I said, he ad-libs everything, which is wild. It just, he's such a salesman, been doing it his whole life. It's just, he's perfectly comfortable. Roll the camera. I'm going to do 40 seconds on selling my Bible. You know, he's got the gazillion people that could write out a script for him, but he doesn't do it that way. He just pitches it. Anyway, here's a little more.
That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book.
There you go.
The Bible.
Boy.
I do not believe Trump is a religious guy.
No, neither do I. Not in the least. I don't think he spends a second thinking about it. How do you feel about the version of the Bible that includes our founding documents?
Well, actually, when I heard that, I thought that'd be handy to have in one book.
That's exactly the word that popped to my mind, because I have both, obviously, but
I could see how people who worry about this sort of thing would be worried about combining our secular founding documents with the Bible is heading towards something or other.
A theocracy. Trump wants to start a theocracy. No, he doesn't, and no, he won't, and no, he can't.
But I just thought it'd be handy to have everything in one book. I got on my shelf. I got everything, any Bible thing I want to look up, and I got the Constitution, the Declaration, and some other documents in there. The Donald Trump Lee Greenwood Bible. If you're not a fan of country music, like I grew up on country music and played tons of it, I worked at a country music station when Lee Greenwood's Proud to Be an American or whatever song,
God Bless the USA.
Yeah. I was playing that song when it was a hit originally in the 80s on a country radio station in western Kansas. I emceed a Lee Greenwood concert when he was young and had hair.
You're an OG, original Greenwood.
Right. So I am intimately aware of this. I'm sure he had no idea at the time that 40 years later it would become such a thing that his name is on a Bible with a president.
The Bible.
But anyway,
I find the whole thing uncomfortable. So, very uncomfortable. And I think no matter how big a fan of Trump you might be, you've got to admit there are aspects of his whole act that are a little out there.
Oh, yeah. I prefer him over Biden. And you get there's one of them is going to be president. So there you go. But there you go. There you go.
His ex-wife was or is a listener of our show.
Wait, Greenwood?
Yeah. Yeah,
just my children. Chicks dug him back in the day. He was the kind of guy that women went to see.
That may be one of the issues. for his ex, but
okay, gotcha. And they can't take that away. Anyway, so there you go. You're Lee Greenwood. At one point, Trump says it's the only official Donald Trump Lee Greenwood Bible. So don't buy a knockoff Donald Trump Lee Greenwood Bible out of the trunk of somebody's car. This is the official one. And $60.
Wow.
There's a lot of knockoffs.
Yeah, exactly. They're all over the place out there. Some Mexican bazaar, they're selling knockoffs. You get some.
Oh, you order them from China. They're like half the price, but they fall apart in 6 weeks.
Yeah, and you got some sort of Jimmy Carter Oak Ridge Boys Bible. That's not what you want.
I wouldn't give you a nickel for that.
Okay, so in the real world, a political newsletter I read every single day is talking about the Bloomberg polls that came out this week that had Biden closing the gap in the battleground states, and everybody's waiting to see if this is an outlier or real. It certainly could be real, as a lot of pundits say that the polls weren't going to stay where they were, and they often go back and forth or close the gap or whatever. And there's also an expectation that when you get to election day, a lot of the blue base will come home, as they say in the world of politics. You might, you know, you grumble about your side, but when it comes down to it, like I was just saying, you got to choose one of them, and you ain't going to choose the other one. So you end up choosing yours, even if you're not as excited about them as you'd like to be. So that could happen. Reading from Mark Halperin's newsletter, he said, the reality of any change is almost as important as a confidence-building dynamic for the incumbent that comes with this game-changing sense of the race. Polling drives narratives more than anything else by far. That is true. I think the news narrative, the feeling among the pundits, is driven so much by where the polls are going. And so Democrats are feeling really good about themselves. Like I said yesterday when these polls came out, I think that's good news for Republicans. Go ahead. Stay with that horse. Ride him all the way. We'll pull him. Pull him all the way to the finish line. You can't ride him. Pull him all the way to the finish line. Go ahead and stick with that. Because if the way things were prior to the State of the Union address, I was concerned they're going to dump the guy and get somebody like young and moderate-ish Democrat that Trump can't beat. Stick with Biden. Go ahead. Feel confident. Right.
I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem.
And one other thing on this is, as often pointed out, and we've said many times, the only polls ever worth looking at are ones done by pollsters who know how to properly screen for likely voters. And the poll says likely voters. If it's just all voters or all Americans, those polls are practically worthless. It's the people that are actually going to vote that matter.
And please don't take any of it more seriously than that's mildly interesting for a couple of reasons. Number one, any poll prior to September is just not going to mean much. It's like, you know, I'm really into the NCAA tournament as my alma mater, Illinois, is still involved. And if the coach were to say 11 seconds into the game, boy, this game's going really well for us, I think, what are you talking about? The whole game lies in front of us. Secondly, if you have a poll with a margin of error of, say, 4 or 5%, because they frequently are around there, you can have one poll that is at the extreme of the margin for error on the one side, and then a month later, another one comes out and is 4 points more favorable to the other side. And so you appear to have a great deal of movement, but statistically speaking, you haven't had any movement at all. You've just had wobble.
There you go.
And yet it drives narrative, as you say. And mood and spirit.
And if you're the kind of show that has to talk about this all the time, we don't. You talk about the polls a lot. Because you got to talk about something. And there ain't nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, I suppose so.
All of them.
Okay. One final Joe Biden note. And I found this so amusing on several levels. We all know that the guy makes stuff up. You know, he's got 3 degrees, top half of his law school. He got a special scholarship. He rode the Amtrak train for 50 million miles. And the Italian guy says, Joey, baby, and all that stuff. It's all made up. He's a fabulist. It's a weird psychological condition. But it's kind of nutty. Well, the Free Beacon had some great writing about he keeps telling his political origin story at rallies. And I don't know if you've heard this, but he talks about how he was fresh out of law school and working as a clerk at the high-powered Wilmington, Delaware law firm.
I've heard this story 50 times.
Right, and he was tapped to defend a construction company sued by a 23-year-old welder who, and I'm quoting now, lost part of his penis and one of his testicles to a fire that broke out while he was working inside a chimney at the Delaware City plant. And thanks to Biden's shrewd legal defense on the construction company's behalf, the injured man lost the case. Quote, this is quote from Biden.
I had not heard that the injury was...
He had his genitals burnt off.
A percentage of the penis and one of the boys. I hadn't
yes.
heard that.
Not a joke. Well,
and so Biden,
not a joke.
Biden brags, I wrote this memo and son of a biatch, it prevailed. And I looked over at that kid and I thought, son of a biatch, I'm in the wrong business. I'm not made for this. So it was like a two-sided brag. First of all, I wrote a legal defense so brilliant that that guy, he had to take his burnt genitalia and his changed life and go to hell because we beat him. And I'm like, whoa, you're bragging about that? I defended the big construction company, a guy with horrifying, unthinkable injuries, lost.
Hit the bricks, one ball, Willie.
But then he says he thought he was so racked by guilt that he concocted an excuse to avoid a celebratory lunch and asked for a job in the public defender's office the very next day. Because he didn't like what he'd done. Now, that's a hell of a dramatic story. He said, it's the only time I ever lied, when he lied to get out of the celebratory lunch.
Now, that's funny.
Thus began, according to a New York Times report on this.
The Washington Post disagrees with that statement. They would call that a four Pinocchio lie.
Yes. Thus began, according to the New York Times report on the special counsel interview, which I'll get to in a second, a career that would one day take him to the White House. So he told that under oath to old Robert Hur during his deposition. And really? There are some people saying that because the story is almost certainly a complete work of fiction for reasons I'll get to. But they think he might be in trouble for doing it under oath. I don't think it'll come to
No, I don't think so either. I don't know anything about it, but I don't think so. But why did he tell that story to Hur? Is just an old man starting to ramble about stuff?
I was just going to say, have you ever hung around an old guy with a lot of war stories that he tells all the time?
So I sent old One Nut Johnson packing and said, but I felt bad about it. Why are you telling me this? Why do you have classified documents next to your Corvette?
I know a guy who's he's a good guy, and I like him. But if you ask him if it's going to be hot today, he'll tell you about seeing the Himalayas at sunrise. There I was. And you've heard about the damn Himalayas and sunrise 10 times. Every conversation, he works it around to seeing the Himalayas at sunrise. He's just one of those guys. And Biden is absolutely like that. But anyway,
I guess that's one of the advantages of never having done anything I'm really proud of. I don't have to tell that story over and over again, so.
Yeah, well, although Biden did work at a law firm tapped to defend a construction company in a negligence suit that sounds like the one he's describing, the case concluded in 1968 when Biden was still in law school.
It was before
he worked for the firm.
That's right. 1968 is when he was in law school. Our current president was in law school in the 60s.
That's not the salient point, but it's an interesting one. I agree.
It's astounding.
So he was still in law school. He did not work for the firm yet when this case concluded. And the welder won. He walked away with the equivalent of $2.8 million, which was a huge settlement back at the time.
It's a bit of a change in the story.
It really
kind of falls apart right there.
Yeah, and then they go through record of embellishments and yarn spinning, but...
Have we nailed down how many testicles he has? I mean, is that even true?
Well, no, actually. See, that's the thing. It's the typical, the story has evolved through the years, because there's a similar case. Well, he was an undergrad, a welder who'd been engulfed in flames and had some injury to his genitals and had to have his leg severed. But again, this guy won. So Biden saw a newspaper article while he was in law school, and little by little over time wove himself into it, as he tends to do.
And I said, I did order the code red, and you want me on that wall. That's what I told the jury. What? Does he just see stuff on TV and work, and in his mind it's him, or how does this whole thing work?
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. Really, really odd.
Wow. I want more of that, not less, from an entertainment standpoint, not from a president.
No, definitely not from the guy in charge of the nuclear arsenal during a time of incredible threat. Yeah, prefer somebody a tad sharper.
Yeah, we got a number of things to get to that we are looking forward to discussing today, including something I came around about sports psychology that I'm hoping I can work into my own real life. So I hope you can
Once
stay with
a loser, always a loser.
That's what I was
all you need to know.
That's what I was afraid of. All right, stay here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We call on the white church in Boston to join us in supporting a black reparations movement.
Standing in solidarity, clergy leaders from across the city of Boston gathered for an interfaith, multiracial meeting at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Roxbury, Nubian Square. They're here to ask the religious community to atone for black Boston suffering and support black reparations.
And we are coming, as Dr. King said, to get our check.
Yeah, that's not what he was talking about.
No, he didn't literally mean a check. No, it was a metaphor.
Yeah, for having the rights owed you as declared in our Constitution and the Declaration. That's what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about a checking account signed at the bottom and dated.
Before our response, the next clip, please, Michael.
Organizers from the Boston People's Reparation Commission say they're also following up on their demand on the city of Boston for a $15 billion initial payout to begin the process towards repair and reconciliation to the city's black community.
$5 billion as initial payment around cash payouts, $5 billion around strengthening our financial institutions, creating a new black bank, $5 billion in terms of addressing issues of the education achievement gap between blacks and whites.
Now, would you like to start with the $15 billion for the city of Boston alone, or go with the segregated banking system he proposes?
Do these people, and they're doing this big time in California, in San Francisco, do these people actually believe this is ever going to happen?
I think they might.
I think some of them do.
Having watched the video from that newscast, WBZ News in Boston, they look absolutely sincere. It's not grandstanding like some of your usual suspects. And I feel bad. I don't want to be too harsh, but A, nobody ever discusses the trillions of dollars the United States has spent, trillions of dollars, in trying to lift black families, kids, adults, out of poverty. Beginning with, well, in a major way, beginning with Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, Nixon spent billions of dollars, just every single year, billions and billions of dollars to do exactly what this guy is talking about. The idea that it hasn't been done and should be done is completely fictional.
Yeah, and it's been done in a way that the intentions were to, yeah, accomplish the very things they're talking about. And it hasn't worked for a variety of reasons that are fairly well discussed in talk radio. But so what are you proposing there, I guess? You got a different plan that will work?
Just more money. Yeah, number one, it can't happen. It would be unjust. And number two, it's doomed to failure.
Well,
we need to change what we're doing.
And where would the money come from? Like in San Francisco, they're talking about everybody gets a free house and $1 million. Where's this money coming from? Where are the houses
coming
from?
Well, this guy was calling on white churches to write giant checks.
Well, yeah, but there are always amounts that nobody has. So again, where's the money come from? I'm confused by the whole thing.
Great privileges of the progressive. They don't have to worry about reality. It's very relaxing.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.